This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. Protesters in Iran are continuing to demonstrate after Iranian authorities acknowledged shooting down a passenger plane by accident. Reuters' David Doyle has more.
Iranian police are denying firing at protest shots and pools of blood in the streets of Tehran. Huge crowds demonstrated in the Iranian capital and other cities at the weekend after authorities admitted mistakenly shooting down a Ukrainian passenger plane, killing all 176 people on board, including Iranian citizens. But on Monday, the head of Tehran's police said officers, quote, absolutely did not shoot and had been given orders to show restraint. Public fury rumbled
as tens of thousands of people fled through heavy ash. Reuters' Libby Hogan has more.
On Sunday, ash blasted into the air, followed by rumbling and tremors at the Taal volcano, 70 kilometers south of the Philippines' capital, Manila. But these plumes of ash could quickly turn into something more dangerous. Authorities have raised the danger level to 4 out of 5. With thousands of residents being evacuated from nearby towns. The plume of ash has drifted into the capital, forcing cancellation of flights and closure of schools and government work. Authorities have also warned of the risk that an eruption could cause a tsunami.
That's Reuters' Libby Hogan reporting. Talks at aimed at inking an unconditional and open-ended ceasefire in Libya failed to reach a conclusion Monday. More talks are scheduled for Tuesday. This is VOA News. Kenyan police say suspected al-Shabaab militants have killed 3 teachers in Kenya's northeastern Garissa County. Mohammed Yusuf reports from Nairobi.
Kenya police say the teachers were killed when an unknown number